But it's the first 3 days.
McAllister.
It is McAllister.
Is it A-L-I-S-T-E-R?
A-L-L-I-S-T-A-L-L.
Pastor Dan here. I am the game master and podcaster for Low Moon and More. Thanks for choosing this podcast. I hope you'll enjoy it. So wherever you're at in the story, I hope you'll pay close attention to detail. Effort has been made to camouflage the most important things amongst the day-to-day adventuring and growth of our adventuring parties. You might be listening to an Origins, you might be listening to an Uprising, you might be listening to an Outsiders, you might be listening to a Palace Pages, and by the time you get this, you may be picking up on yet another group. As all of these are functional in the over 3-decade Low Moon campaign, the adventures, truly, of a young country called Low Moon, and the way it revolutionized its world, and perhaps is on the way to revolutionizing the galaxy. This is going to be fun.
I-S-T-E-R.
It rhymes with Alabaster.
It rhymes with Mr.
1L.
For some reason, I can actually see Jake questioning how to spell his last name.
Mr. Alabaster
McAllister. Yes, I'm role playing right now.
Okay.
I was going to say, if there's anybody that couldn't spell their last name, it'd be Jake.
All right. So, weather has gotten better. Like almost reasonably comfortable travel. It's in the high 40s outside. The morning of the feast, which is actually the last morning that you're kind of mopping up, finishing up training and things like that. There's more activity outside. The gnomes are not, you know, cringing indoors as much as they were when it was just a little bit colder. It has been running in the high 20s to low 30s, and slowly each day, like, it'll get up in the low to mid 30s and melt off some of that massive snow that we had. And then now, so as you go out today, there's lots and lots of patches of ground that have no snow, and the sun is beaming in the sky, and there's no clouds. And in lower Jakdo, where there's no canopy really in the actual town, the sun beams in brightly, and the sawmill is operating. And the sawmill was operating when it was really cold outside. But it was operating at a much less efficiency, apparently, because you didn't see as much people going in and out. But now you see bunches of people going out, and they're bringing logs from the pond and so on. So just by way of clarification, on this particular day, this is like the last day of your training, you're mopping up. So technically, officially done with your training, and you've all received an invitation to come to the feast, which will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So it's not really far away. It's like 5 hours at most, depending on what people are actually doing on that morning. So we're going to clarify who's in upper and lower. And those of you who are in upper, basically, to make the feast, which is in your honor as the heroes of Jakdo. So to make the feast, you will not have much time. You'd have to get down there, spend the majority of your time getting down. Okay, so during the storm, Aeon was in Lower Jakdo. So that means Janny, FaZe, and Allie's in Lower Jakdo as well.
That should be the only person that was in upper for the first week.
This is it's the end of the second week, so... So if you only had one level to train for, you could decide.
Yeah.
Well, you were training for. Didn't you train for non-weapons? No.
I didn't get anything.
Okay. So you had. So that was all done. So you could probably be in Lower Jakdo
or
upper.
Yeah, that's where the
boots
were, right? That was like the last.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
So you were in Lower Jakdo then, okay? FaZe is in Lower Jakdo. Charlotte, you trained with your fighter training, so you were trained by Batel Mo, who's the mayor of Lower Jakdo. So you'd have been in Lower Jakdo, and. Same thing with proficiency training.
Lower.
Allie was in lower, Mark was in lower, Theon was in lower, and Jake was in lower. So everybody was in Lower Jakdo except for originally Bezor, but then earlier this week he came down. So you've all been in Lower Jakdo. So did anyone leave anything as far as supplies, horse, anything like that up in Upper Jakdo, or did you go ahead and move down? There's an inn here. You stay at an inn. So you've got a bed.
I can take my animals back with me now, right?
Yes, you have your animals back.
Do I think it would be beneficial for me to?
And you have your dog back, and you have your horse back.
So I have my horses.
They traveled away from the animals, so you couldn't take them with you. But now that you're back in Jakdo, you've got them back again.
Mm-hmm.
Do I count?
Yeah, I think it would be beneficial for me to bring my horse to lower Jacto with me.
Everybody.
I can't see what it says.
Is this crossbow?
No.
Please give me a cookie before I murder.
It's a crossbow, 40
bolts. Oh.
Yeah.
Not a slashline.
No, slashline.
No, it's super.
Maybe it came over in a previous copy or something. It's hard to say.
Yeah, probably from a previous copy.
What's base AC for studded leather? 7?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So that.
Stud is 7,
shield.
Leather is 8, heavy clothing is 9. Okay, so. Is anyone doing it? Do you need to get anything done? Is there anything in particular you were trying to do before the feast?
Asking FaZe how to be invisible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've determined that you have invisibility as a psionic discipline, and you're having FaZe talk you through how to make yourself invisible. Okay. So you can assume the idea. Basically, you have to focus on the minds that you're being invisible to.
Okay.
Forgot
about
what's
invisible.
The
little card that I wrote the...
invisible to, man.
Was it with the character sheet?
Yeah.
Then I probably had it.
It was possible on my side.
No, what's invisible?
Oh, this is.
These are softer.
I don't see it.
I know. What is this spell over level, spells per level thing? I think it says 8 plus 4, but I can't tell.
8 to 14, maybe?
Hmm?
Spells over
level.
Yeah. Okay. Under my intelligence.
Yeah, it's the low number is the number that you know, and the minimum that you know if you're trained by a master, and then the high level, the high number is the maximum that you know per level. I do not see that card.
It's fine.
Do we remember what was on it?
Some of it.
On what?
We only had figured out.
Butter, eggs,
I know invisibility.
Right.
Psionic glass. Yeah, ESP.
That was the only offense that she had.
There's probably about 1 or 2.
I wonder how to make it.
And then there's like 2 X's.
Aware of. I think the only offense you were aware of was psionic blast, because that's the only one he's aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And then your defenses.
Yeah, why don't you see if you know my defenses?
Were thought shield and...
Yeah. The one that sounded like thought shield.
Fortress.
Mind...
I saw my chain.
Mind blank?
Yeah,
those
mind
are the
blank.
Two that, those are the three that I know.
I think so.
Okay.
Does anybody need chainmail?
Hmm?
I can't use it.
Just regular chainmail.
Take it and sell it.
Huh?
I mean, you might
take it and
right
sell
now.
It.
Well, if nobody needs it, then I'm going to sell it.
He can wear chainmail, but you may already have chainmail. Look on your sheet and see what armor
you
have.
I can wear it, but...
I think I do.
I get a plus...
Be on your armor section.
With short bows, I get
middle
a plus
section
3
on the
left.
Is it on the back or the front?
I didn't know...
18 dex is plus 3.
On the back.
My bonus or spells for wisdom
front,
and my loyalty base.
I have chainmail.
Under charisma.
I'll show you. So armor is right here. It's got a little shield.
Yeah, I have chain.
Yep.
13 comeliness, 14
already.
Charisma.
So.
Can I sell my chain mail?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
How number is that?
1 3.
Let's go.
5 million gold. You can be
here this time of year.
Roman citizen.
20 gold.
20 gold, all right.
I don't think that's very much.
It's not, but it's a lot better than carrying it around.
I don't have to write it down here now.
Okay. Anyway, real quick, on your abilities, you got ESP, invisibility, or you only had one more. Did you discover one more?
Did my thief abilities get any better?
I know I had 2 X's.
They do get better every level. I don't think we did it. Right. You had, well, the 2 X's were on defenses. You had defenses that you weren't aware of, because he doesn't know about them, so he couldn't teach you about them. You have to figure them out yourself. Or have somebody teach you about them. But I'm trying to look and see if there was another. I think the other one that you have.
You want some comments?
I know I have Sonic Glass. ESP, Invisibility, Mind Blank, Thought Shield. There might be another one. I don't remember.
Two defenses for sure. There was at least one additional defense. You don't know how many there are, but there's at least one additional for sure. Mm-hmm. I think the third of your minor devotions was an axe. Yeah, it was, because remember we were talking about trying to figure out what it does. So you know you have at least one more minor devotion and you don't know what it is. Because he didn't know what it was.
I was going to say levitation.
Okay, I got it. I know what it is. And I know what it is. You're going to just have to try to figure it out for yourself. Aww. During play, you'll have to.
So this ability that I got done... Mm-hmm. If I'm at 50% encumbrance, I offset the negative of move silently on a noisy surface.
Correct. 50% or less. And you have to make the check.
Okay.
Can you make me one of these guys?
I have a 1d6 here.
Not right this minute, but yeah. If you want, you can come over here and pick out a color. There's more. There's a tub right beside the office door with some yarn in it too. If you want to pick
it out. Says there's something to do with 1d6. Oh, I roll 1d6. That's how much I offset it. I think. So what's the negative for moving on a noisy surface?
It depends on the surface. It could be up to. Oh yeah, it's. It's off. Off. It's in percentages. It's offset. D6 times 10%.
Okay.
What does that say?
So my land-based writing is
10 to 60%. Tunics, shirts.
Yeah, you can pick out
a silver bracelet. I don't know what that says.
You had a one gold piece gem. You have a one gold piece gem, and then you don't the 250 gold piece gems. You still have you got those too. You got those last session. Two fifty gold piece gems.
I didn't even know I had those.
Those you just got last session. The 250s.
Do we use electrum pieces at all in this?
Yeah,
you got those after you.
Sometimes
I have some too.
They're a little less common, but they do use them.
I actually have quite a few, if I remember correctly.
They still worth half a gold.
Yep. 10 silver.
Oh no, I only have one. Why do I have that?
What?
Electrum piece?
Must have got change.
Yeah.
Okay. So, was anyone mopping up anything, or is anything you really wanted to do before the feast? You do know that there is an entourage flying a royal banner of the Pomarge that is in camp, and those who you trained under Allie, so FaZe and Brunson, know that she is here somehow pursuant to that. That's why she's here, but you don't know exactly what she's up to. Okay, so that being said then, the time for the feast nears. You know that you've been to Gnomish feasts before. Their hospitality is renowned. So you expect a big table, a lot of food, and a lot of beer. All right. Is anyone not going to the feast that you were invited to by the mayor of Lower Jacto? Or Real Jacto in general?
Is Bethel Moe's daughter going to be?
Almost certainly. Don't know for sure, but almost certainly.
Or was that just his sister?
No, it's his daughter. His daughter and her lady in waiting. But the lady in waiting interested you more than the daughter. But the daughter was very interested.
Sounds great.
Get his
gnome ladies.
My gnome buddies. You're right.
Okay. So.
The land of his gnomes.
The sun rises high in the sky, meaning it's afternoon, and then people are moving all about the sawmill and Batel Mo's home, which is attached to the back of the sawmill. And by now you know that you are supposed to go to his personal dining room for the feast. And you seem to know, are you going armed armored? If so, how heavily and like that?
I'm coming in all of my normal equipment.
So you've got your armor on, sword and dagger.
I'm not short.
Backpack too?
I'm not bringing my swords, I'm bringing my rods.
Okay, backpack?
Little sticks.
Okay.
How much corn do we have? Do we divide that up yet?
We did.
I'm very not whether or not these yet.
We can easily do it. You have quite a bit. Let's go with that for now until we figure it out.
I bring just...
Did you hear when we did that? Oh, no, we did it at the end after you left, didn't we?
Hey, Dad. I didn't do weapon of choice for these, did I?
No, not yet.
Okay, I'm bringing my swords.
Okay, probably a good idea.
Weapon of swords. Kind of like
I'm doing weapon of choice with Rod because it's Hermes' weapon.
Eventually, once he gets another weapon, I should see.
I thought that was like a Kevlar thing.
No, clerics can get weapon of choice in the weapon of their god if it's tied to his personality in some way.
Is that 3 minus?
That's how Marcus has a weapon of choice with the longbow.
I thought that just meant they could only use that weapon.
No.
Gotcha.
No. Well, like, if it's a sharp weapon, it will be the only sharp weapon they could use because normally they can only use blunt weapons.
That's the reason.
Ask a cleric of Vecna.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone arriving particularly early?
Probably.
I'll already be there.
Okay. So Jake's been there since this morning. You want to help for part of your like bodybuilding exercises and stuff today, you can help carry the big kegs of beer.
Yeah, that's where you go hang out is his house.
Yep. Okay, so he's there.
I'm not bringing anything but my like fanny pack pouch of caltrops and my clothes and the boots I just bought.
What about Eric?
I'm going to find somewhere very, very secretive to hide him. Put him back so that they don't sneak in and break him while he's...
Even I show up early, odd I show up late. I show up late.
He's doing his hair.
He was doing his hair.
Okay, Aaron, roll a d20.
I'm busy looking for Eric wherever he stashed him.
Yeah, I don't have dice.
I have one d20 and you're borrowing my d20.
Zero.
Does anybody
there's dice issues over here, just so you know.
I got zero. What does that mean?
Make sure
is it red or black?
Black.
That's a 10. That's the way this one works. Red is...
Garlic carnation.
I always make red high, so...
Okay. Well, I want black to be high.
So you know, no, you don't.
Does anybody need a horse?
I want red to be high.
Red. Why do we need a horse?
Oh, sorry.
We're going to a party.
I have 2 different places where my silver is ready.
I sound crazy. Well, I have an extra horse.
Well, when you go to travel, you may want that.
Okay, well, I'm seeing if any of my party members want one.
No. Does anybody not have a horse when the time goes that Jake could provide you with a horse?
I still have
I think
my
Jenny may have been riding a dog last weekend.
He still has a horse, too.
You ride a dog? Oh,
you
wait,
do?
I forgot
would
Jenny's
you like a horse?
Really small.
Would you like
she doesn't ride a dog.
Huh? No. Would you like I thought she was riding a dog last
yeah, she
time.
Would you like ring bearer the light
no,
riding
but
horse?
No, but she can ride a dog.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's fine.
Do you have a horse? Do you own a horse?
She owns a horse.
He's going to name his horse Steve.
I don't remember.
Offering
you
a horse if you don't
have
one.
Often scared.
Often scared.
I don't remember.
No, I cashed my horse in for another one.
You guys
want
something in common?
I'm
keeping the war horse.
You don't know if it died.
My
I don't
own horse,
know if it died.
He offered you a free horse. You're like, he's often scared. You're like, nah, it's okay.
Janie doesn't remember if her horse died or not, so.
It was
no.
Look, this has never been said up until this point because it's like way back in the old days. So I'm going to coin a phrase called never look a gift horse in the mouth.
We're going to say it like this. Always look a scared gift horse in the mouth. Okay. Anyway, so already there helping set up and carrying heavy items. Already there?
I'm there.
Okay, so he's already there. Is Charlotte already there too? This is where you've been training.
This is where I've been training.
Okay, so the three of you are there, and they actually let you help carry stuff and move tables.
I am not
whatever.
Helping carry stuff.
Okay, you arrive early, but
what
they
time,
were already there when you got
what
there.
What time is it supposed to start at?
1 o'clock, and it's between noon and one now. You just got done stashing Eric.
I'll try and show up like 2 or 3 minutes early.
Oh, that's all I've been
gonna be pretty punctual.
Is that
D8?
I don't know what that is.
D6. Staff is D6, D6. They're both D6.
Oh.
Some weapons are different for small, medium, and large, but staff is not. It's D6, D6. Okay, so The three of them are, you know, moving stuff around like that. Do any of the three of you engage in any drinking during that time so you've gotten a head start on everyone else?
I'm pretty sure I was already.
If you wait to start drinking when you're 18, you may never drink. You may be dead a long time before that.
Wait, let's
do not do that.
No,
Jake is drunk with Bezor already.
No. I was busy helping moving logs.
Two per one. It's two.
I'm pretty sure that at some point.
Two
yeah.
slash one, yep. That means you get to throw
maybe,
two bullets around.
Were you one
around.
Of the ones who took the shot with the food?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Mark drinking
that
then?
Was. That doesn't count.
Before,
it
while
was
you're
just
setting
him
up?
And I.
So you get a little head
was.
Start on the beer or
no,
not?
No, I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark can hold quite a bit of beer. I mean, it's got a high constitution. So.
What?
All right.
Yeah.
So you
drank pure.
So Charlotte, you can smell
no.
whenever Mark comes
I mean,
in the room
I,
already.
I
mean, you can smell
too.
The beer on his breath. He's been drinking, but he doesn't show any signs of being inebriated at all.
He looks like a big guy.
He's a pretty big guy.
I know I
was
drank
that?
It.
Oh,
it
yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I made
it
sure
was that little thing that came.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
Okay.
I drank it.
I will try
yes,
not to draw on this paper.
All right.
I give you no
so,
choices.
After the three of you are setting up whatever, in fact, you're in the room and you've just set down a huge barrel, and Theon comes strolling in. Basically, when you arrive at the sawmill, they just. Some servants outside, whatever, just kind of point in that general direction, and you head back. You know where his personal dining room is. This is not the first time you've eaten here. The personal dining room is the dimensions of this room plus about 15 feet long, and it has a table in the middle that's 7 feet wide. The table is 7 feet wide, and it has rough-hewn wooden chairs that go all the way down. There's a hint of sawdust everywhere in the air because this building is attached to the sawmill, but it's not, you know, unbearable. It doesn't make you sneeze or anything like that, but you can smell it. You can just smell a hint of fresh sawed wood, okay? There's a fireplace. It's burning. There's glass across the front of the fireplace, and the room is warm, as are all the rooms inside. And all you've been doing is moving stuff from, like, a storage room into here. And basically what they've done is they've stacked up 10 kegs of beer, 5, and then 4, 3, 2, and then 1. So the highest one, a gnome could not even reach the top without a stepladder, and there is
that's
a stepladder. Okay, 4, 3, 2, 1, sorry. Anyway, so the highest one, a gnome could not reach, but then they've all been, spiked or whatever, so they've all got their little spigot thing that you can, tapped, there you go. They've all been tapped. And there is a step ladder that has a little rolling ladder that's like 4 stairs going up, and they can roll it over to be able to get to the top
like
one.
This.
Yeah.
It's all like a wheel.
Yeah, it's got 4 wheels on the bottom of it. Yeah. Like you see in Walmart, actually, sometimes you reach the top step. But
that's
yes, I did. That's the new number, 653.
No, I mean, like, you know how I was supposed to, like, memorize them. Never told me which ones I got back.
Yarn tower, and he looked
oh, you mean
looked at the two
meditated
okay,
and replace your spells.
Something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because I had no spells.
Well, we're gonna, yeah, I'll give it to you, but we're going to keep moving. So. So. When Theon enters the room, there's a couple of other gnomish servants dressed in plain gray and aprons, female, have little, look like muffin top hats, basically. And then Mark is there and Jake is there. Charlotte is currently out of the room. I know we've not probably done this in a while and he hadn't been here in a while. Okay, so briefly describe what Theon looks like.
Theon is a.
Today.
Oh, okay, so he is well-looking. He put some actual thought into his appearance today. And he has sort of, can I make him look good? Very clean, blonde hair.
And everyone should be listening. We're not going to do this over and over again.
Pretty pale complexion, spiky ears as a high elf. He's 4 foot tall, flat, don't get it mixed up, but head to toe, pretty much in adventuring gear, with his backpack, 2 swords strapped to his sides, and a dagger, and a lasso, and a warhammer, a short warhammer, and he has gray eyes. Quite the handsome small fellow.
Okay, give us Jake's basic description.
Jake is a taller young man, in his middle to maybe late teens. He is a handsome man with brown hair. He looks extremely strong. Typically, you would see him in plate mail with at least one sword, sometimes often more swords, and with a shield and helm plate. However, right now, he is just wearing normal clothes, but still has a sword on him.
Okay, and Mark. Tell us what Mark looks like. Some of it's on your character sheet, the rest of it you have to make up.
His hair is long.
Oh, clean okay. Shaven.
Okay.
Clean cut on the beard.
All right.
Shaved his legs.
We probably don't see that. His height and weight would be in the top section of your sheet.
6 foot tall, weighs 230. Okay. He's beefy. He's a beefy man. Very strong.
What color hair does he have? Brown?
Hair. BRN.
Yeah, brown hair.
Brown hair. Blue.
Two-handed sword?
Yeah.
On your back? Bow too, or is a bow like with your horse or whatever?
Yeah.
So you're not carrying the bow, but you have the two-handed sword.
I'll take bow.
Okay, so he has the bow and two-handed sword. You guys are coming to this feast loaded for bear, man.
Okay.
That's
nobody.
That's how I go everywhere.
I'm probably worried about that.
My complexion.
Okay. A few moments later, Charlotte comes back in the room. You're carrying basically cloth placemats that they're to set up at the different stations. And tell us what Charlotte looks like.
She's kind of tall, furry curl. She's in her late teens, has dark red hair. At the moment, it's down and it's kind of wavy. She does have her armor on, her studded leather armor, and her short sword. And then, since she's been training all day, she's going to leave her bow in the dining area.
Okay.
Actually, really good picture of her.
Charlotte.
They did use this room when the weather was really bad outside to do some, like you guys were doing target practice, shooting end-to-end in the room and stuff like that. So, it's a pretty long room.
Did I practice deflecting arrows?
Yeah.
What does
he know? Okay. These guys still have more to carry, and they're going in and out and whatever, but you do see that Theon is here, and he's come pretty much armed and equipped. He even has his backpack on his back. Looks like he's ready for travel more than ready for a feast. You cleaned yourself up, though, right?
Like
he looks cleaned up, like not like road traveled. Okay? And then FaZe enters the dining hall. You see that the table's all pretty much set out. She's just finishing setting out the placemats, and it has quite a bit of way to go because it's set out for 50 people. So she's just set out like the fifth or sixth one, and she's going down. She's got to stack this, look this tall, their cloth, and she's going along each spot. The servants have enlisted Mark and Jake to carry heavy trays of drink, or heavy trays of mugs.
My studded leather is in my backpack.
Okay.
Because I'm wearing my ring.
Okay. All right. So he is not wearing studded leather. What does FaZe look like?
FaZe is 5'6", only like 100 pounds, so he's not very stocky.
That's thin.
He's skinny. Yep. He has a paler skin, being gray off he is, with silver hair and violet eyes. He has a really strong jawline, and his eyes almost look like cat eyes.
In the shape or in the color?
The shape. They appear to be like purple cat eyes. He's wearing sleeveless studded leather armor with a scimitar and a dagger on his person.
Okay. So you arrive in the room. You come in right behind Theon. Theon's not doing anything except just standing there at the moment. You see Mark and Jake go out and follow two servants out. Charlotte's in the room setting out the placemats. What do you do?
I'll just kind of people watch.
Okay, so you kind of move to a corner slightly and see what everybody's up to. What's the end of it?
Do I know where the master of the house is?
Not in this room.
How early is this?
Not very. 15 minutes.
Oh.
Feast will be starting shortly, oh, according to the schedule. Minutes.
I think battle mode is upstairs if you're looking for him.
Presumably, you left your dog. Mark left his dog with his horse or outside. Right? Christian. Presumably, the dog is outside, not inside with the horse or otherwise roaming.
Inside the building.
Okay. So you're going to have him just like sit in a corner and relax or something? Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm going
we'll do that.
To find.
He's pretty trained. He pretty much does what he's going to do.
I'm going to find battle mode.
Okay.
And,
this is a new day, right?
Yeah.
I meant from last session?
Sure. Okay. We're the day after the 2 weeks.
All right, so we reset my spells then. I'm going to find battle mode and tell him and ask him if it is. Okay, that our entire party is armed coming to his feast.
Okay, so you're going to go and inquire about the...
pretty much the entire party.
How we're supposed to dress for this occasion.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you go through and you take the hall and you're working up your way up into his personal chambers, which are on the second floor. Meanwhile, in the room, you're in the corner watching. You see the two of them return. They have these huge mugs that are enough to hold... pint of ale, pint of beer, whatever. From the smell of it, you're going to be drinking beer, although no one in the room is currently drinking anything. But there is the smell of beer in the room, and you notice that there was a lot of beer in the feasts before when you were here. Fireplace is right there on the end of the room where you are, and it's roaring, and you feel the warmth. And the room is clean, but still that hint of sawdust. And you did come through the walkway that leads to the main room, the waiting room of the sawmill, so there's a lot of sawdust outside there, but not much in here. You see Theon leave and go upstairs, and then the doors open again, and Janny enters.
No!
What's up, people?
Okay, so you see just inside the door to the right, Faze, as previously described. Charlotte is setting out placemats along the table, and Mark and Jake are just coming into the room, and they've got like 5-foot-wide trays of huge wooden, bound in brass tankards, which are empty, but, you know, would hold a pint of beer. And they're going around basically you're just carrying the tray and the servant's taking them off the tray and setting them at each spot. And there's 25 to 30 of them on each tray, so it's pretty heavy. And what do? Is your wolf with you?
My fox.
Oh, the fox is with you?
Yep, I'm taking the fox this time.
Okay, where's the wolf?
Probably going to wait outside or something.
Okay. Well, he likes it outside. It's cold. He's an outside animal, so that's no problem. So he's roaming. So he's hopefully not eating any small baby gnomes or anything.
That ain't going to be my problem. I'm not the one out there.
It will be if he eats one. It'll get to be your problem real fast.
He's got his cat familiar. Just
small baby gnomes.
Staying close by. Okay. Yeah, you notice the dog is perhaps a little irritated by that.
The wolf? Oh, his dog?
Yeah. He keeps looking closely at the cat. The one time out of the corner of your eye, you think he licked his lips. But
ouch.
Okay. So you have the fox. Is it walking or carrying it?
I'm carrying it.
Okay, so you have it like on your arm. The chipmunk is inside your tunic. So then what do you do? It's clearly not begun yet. No one's seated. Someone's going to have to be the first one.
I'll sit.
Okay. Which end of the table would you like to sit at? The end where you're entering or the end down where the big throne chair is, like by where the mayor is probably going to sit?
Just go sit in the throne. I'll sit near the throne.
You can do some more
throne.
Stuff in the back.
Okay. Right side or left? His right or his left?
You bet not.
Right.
Okay. So Janny comes in, sits down in the chair immediately to the right. The servants have already given you a tankard there for beer, but nothing in it. No plates, silverware yet, anything like that. Okay. Meanwhile, you make your way up the stairs. There's a short hallway, doors on the left, all open, doors on the right, all open. two doors on the right, three on the left, and you can hear soft discussion down the hall to the left. Yeah, probably the last door.
I'll walk that way.
Okay. You walk in.
I walk in.
Well, I mean, you walk down the hallway and you arrive at the doorway, and in the room you see Batelmo, and he is, they've just put his shirt on, and they're picking at lint and pieces of sawdust and whatever to make sure that it looks immaculate. His hair is done up nicely. He's wide. So he's 4'6", six inches your superior, and he weighs about just under 200 pounds. He's a little belly-ish, got a big kind of a bulge in the middle. But right now he looks pretty good. His belly doesn't really seem to be bulging. In fact, you're fairly certain he's probably wearing a girdle under his tunic.
He's also very muscular.
And,
girdle.
Oh. Yeah, girdle. Okay. Like a girl.
I swear.
It's a girdle. He's wearing a girdle under his tunic. And
what's a girdle?
There's a woman who's an older gnomish woman. She's picking stuff off of his shirt, and she's saying in gnomish, which you understand. She's saying, "You look so good, my lord. You look so good, so good. You're going to dazzle. You look so good, my lord." And then there is a young girl, and she's probably, as a gnome, she's probably in the 10, 12-year-old range equivalent. So probably like 25 for a gnome, but 10 or 12. But anyway, so she's holding out his boots so he can put them on. And he's awkwardly slipping his way into the boots at the same time that the older woman is tending to him and picking off the pieces of lint. There's a fireplace in the corner, an opulent four-poster bed, and there's a gnomish woman who's just finished making the bed, and she spots you in the doorway. And, she turns. And you don't recognize her, but she's wearing servant's garb. And she turns and clears her throat, and she says, "My lord, Theon is in the doorway." And he says, "Oh." He rotates around as he does, so the woman shuffles around behind him to still be picking the stuff off of his back. And as he turns and looks at you, you see his hair is clean and done up, and he runs his hand through his hair, and there's a little bit of flakes, sawdust or dandruff, you're not sure which, it falls on the shirt, and the woman rushes to that area to begin picking the stuff off of him, and she says, "You look so good." And he says, "Theon, come in."
Run.
Take one step into the doorway and stop.
Okay.
I have a question. An inquiry.
The woman has stepped up kind of next to where you're standing. She's looked like she's waiting to go out the doorway. But she's your nearest audience. But he's maybe 15 feet away. He's listening. Go ahead. Ask me a question. Ask me any question.
I cannot speak for my party, but I would like to know.
Sure you can. Go ahead. Please do.
Would there be...
What is it? Spit it out, man.
Okay. My party's showing up to this beast armed to the teeth. Is there a problem?
I don't know. Have you heard about something?
No, it's not that. I would like to know if there is a problem with them showing up to your feast armed to the teeth. Is there going to be...
Prepared for anything.
Oh, you mean will I be offended?
Yes.
No, I've already started drinking. I'm not going to be offended.
Sounds good, because I don't think I can change their opinion.
Just warn them, when the brawls break out, they're not supposed to use their weapons.
Okay.
I've already told my warriors not to kill you with their axes.
Got it.
Oh, jeez. That's so...
And have we been speaking in common? Or
probably common, yeah.
Okay. I'll switch to Gnomus and address the lady behind him and say, "You're doing a very good job," and then go downstairs.
Okay. You hear her as you're turning around to walk out. You hear her say, "I'm doing a good job. A good job. I'm doing a good job."
Good job.
She's clinically insane.
As about half the moon seemed to be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're headed back downstairs. Meanwhile, in the room, Janny has become seated. Charlotte has finished putting out all the placemats. And they've brought out now some tubs of silverware, which are wooden spoons and brass forks, basically. Basically wood and brassware, as it were. And so they're going around setting them out, and one of the servant ladies, you know, hands you one of the trays so you can set out the silverware. You're beginning to notice, Jenny, Charlotte's beginning to think, you know, you think you're getting the woman's work.
I go start moving.
I go stare at the kegs.
Hashtag me too. Oh, wait.
I go like this.
Brunson wants the woman work.
No, Brunson doesn't want any work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they'll put out the silver, the wood and bronzeware themselves, since you're not going to help.
There's cookies for everyone. Jenny made cookies for everyone.
Yay, for Jenny and cookies.
That's a nice.
Thanks.
Should try.
Woman's work session. What's that
thingy
at the bottom?
Before they're gone. I forgot to bring my cookies.
A jar.
So slack offish.
It's bread.
Okay, anyway.
The bread's the bottom of your jar.
So Charlotte is overlooking at the big tons of beer now and trying to be... Yeah. More manly.
We'll take them over there.
Keep them fresh.
Okay. Faye's still standing in the corner watching?
I'll go take a seat by Janie.
Okay, hey, sit next to Janie.
Help out?
Okay.
No.
Janie
no. Janie and Faye says no. No, they don't want to help.
I try to hand Janie a barrel.
Okay, three gnomish. Burly-looking fellows with axes on their back come in. They're wearing leather armor, and it covers their kind of rolling torsos. And
do we get to fight gnomes today?
Just put it on.
You notice that one of the guys is tucking away a wineskin as he's entering the room, and they are telling a joke in gnomish, clearly, because number one, they're laughing, and number two, it's gnomish because you can't understand it.
Can I understand it from upstairs?
No. Okay, so you realize that the joke is about a fat woman and her short husband and their attempts to have a child.
Oh. So.
All right, and then the guy who's the guy who just got done telling the joke, and they all chuckle and laugh, whatever. That's pretty funny. And then he looks at you, and he stops and he thinks for a moment, like he just realizes. Do you respond at all, like on your face, to the joke?
Or are you just really.
cold expression as you're sitting down
cold
next to
me? Cold emotionless expression.
Okay.
That
okay. He taps the one guy like this and he motions to you. And then the three of them walk down and they sit on the opposite side of the table from you and Janie. And the guy who told the joke sits right across from you. You're just looking at your face.
Can you use empathy to kind of figure out what his emotions are?
Sure.
A murderous rage.
Fireball.
For some reason, he's irritated.
The jalapeno.
Something is bothering him.
Apparently, I didn't laugh at his
you
joke.
Looked
now he's upset.
Definitely, you didn't laugh at his joke.
Okay. Dion re-enters the room, and then... They've got the bronze and woodware all sorted out. You notice that you have not been given knives. There are no knives being put on the table. Somewhere off in the building, there is a chime, and the servants whisk out of the room. Now, the three of you, Charlotte, Mark, and Jake, you all know, because you've been here most of the last 2 weeks, better part of the last 2 weeks, that chime is the indicator that the food is done. So the kitchen is, food is done, and the servants are going to carry the food to where it's being served at, which presumably means this feast, which is right now attended by three gnomish warriors, Charlotte, Jake, Mark, Theon, Faze, and Janny.
Not Faze?
Not yet.
What happened to Faze and Brunson?
What time is
it's
it relative?
Time. You'll be there in a second.
Oh.
I thought they were going to the same table.
They're probably running late.
It hasn't even started yet.
Brunson's had a few rough weeks.
Killing Jenny's
better hurry because dinner's gonna be here, gonna be done in a couple minutes here.
Okay, so the servants left to go carry the trays of food. Do either one of you want to help carry the trays or not?
Do you
Does Charlotte want to help carry the tray?
First little servant would just ask, hey, do you guys need help?
Catch like one right if they're going out of the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Okay.
I'll go help too.
Okay. So they go. Mark, is Mark going?
I'm a free woman. I do not work for
people. Okay, as you get up to, or as you turn to go out the room toward the kitchen, the dog gets up as if he's going to follow.
Who?
Yeah.
Okay, he comes along after you. Right?
He knows where the food's at.
I take the seat closest to the king.
I've got a plan.
Okay. That would be next to Faye's at this point. Or there's three gnomes sitting on the other side, so there would be one.
Okay, well, I will stand next to the...
The gnomes?
I can't change my plan just because you know the language.
Okay.
You're standing.
All right. You're standing
on the
next,
right side.
So you're standing between Janny
right
and the throne.
Yes.
Okay.
No.
All right. You notice that there is a soft pink cushion with lilac-colored flowers embroidered on it sitting in the throne.
Grab it.
You know you want to steal it.
Nice.
Okay. A mob of gnomes enters the room. Charlotte, Jake, and Mark have gone, and the dog is gone, and you're standing there. So everybody's pretty well clumped toward there. And a dozen gnomes enter, and they come in, and they're full of chatter, mostly in gnomish. And some of it's moderately brackish gnomish. There's some curse words and like that as they enter. And you gather that they are the rough and tumble type. They're all wearing leather or chain armor. They have axes or, in some cases, large hammers. One guy has a spear, and he sets it over against the wall away from the table. And they come in and they begin to take seats. They do not sit in orderly fashion, so they don't even necessarily sit next to each other. In fact, they pretty much sit every other seat with a couple of random, like somebody sitting next because they were talking or something. But other than that, they pretty much sit every other seat. And so now you've got a total of about 15 to 18 gnomes, and you can stop counting if you wanted to. And behind them comes Bezor.
I hold my arms out.
She just enter like.
Sup, dog.
I hold my arms out and say, the party has arrived. And then in Dwarven, I'll say, time for copious amounts of alcohol consumption.
Okay.
Dwarven.
He doesn't speak gnomish. He's going as close as he could. Huh.
Do the gnomes look confused?
No. One of the gnomes is about halfway down the table. He stands up and he says, finally, a human, and gnomish, he says, finally, a human-looking dwarf I can tolerate. Give that man a beer. One of the gnomes says, give everyone a beer! Of course, those of you who don't speak gnomish just hear that tone, but you don't really get the language.
And then beer.
Well, they cheer, so I cheer.
Beer.
There's like silence.
What if they were saying,
there's dead silence after that for about 5 seconds. And then one of them says, kind of sheepishly and metal, he says, is anyone going to serve the beer?
Is the seat next to Faye still open?
Yes.
I'll sit there.
Okay, and that will put you between Faye and one gnome that's sitting there. Has an accent that's bad.
Hi, gnome.
The gnome sits down next, when you sit next to you, he goes, in common, he says, the beer is slow, Axe Wielder.
The beer is slow.
Sounds great, I think.
No.
One of the guys toward the far end of the table gets up, walks over to the door that you came in through, and he opens the door. And just as he's opening the door, you're coming in through the lobby of the sawmill, so you hear him, but you don't see him yell. He says, is there a woman that could serve the beer?
Janny will do it.
In Gnomish. Is it Gnomish? No. Okay, so you hear that tone, but you don't understand what he said.
Oh,
you're wondering if he's scolding you because you're late.
No habla español.
No speca gnomish.
No habla no español.
No speca
gnomish. Okay, you step into the little hallway that leads to the... He sees you, and he steps back and pulls the door open.
You point to my fancy boots.
Come, hero.
They have a silver toe.
He sweeps his arm toward the room.
Thanks.
What kind of sir,
I hear there might be beer.
Beer!
She pushes the door shut behind you. Right behind you. I mean, in gnomish, she says, "The ugly one is here!"
Oh.
And all the gnomes go, "Yay!"
Yeah! Theon standing next to the throne goes,
apparently they're happy you arrived. Of course, you do look around and realize you're last.
When they cheer, I kind of stop.
Yeah.
All hell to literal self-conscious.
Okay. At this point, the servants. Yes. If you have not described yourself, we need to do that yet. So that's Bezor next.
Okay. Bezor is about 5.5 feet tall. He's currently wearing his like white and black formal robes. He's got nothing but his like fanny pack on his belt.
Sell fanny packs in medieval times.
Fanny pack.
It's just a saddlebag for your belly.
It's a belt pouch.
It's literally just a pouch. It's called a belt pouch. It looks like a fanny pack.
It's a good description.
It's not called a fanny pack, but it is a fanny pack.
You coined the term fanny pack.
Fraser coined the term.
All right. Anyway,
okay,
go.
And he's got long hair, and it's smooth and it's combed.
Silky?
Not silky, no. He's got like light brown hair, like grayish silver eyes, and he's human. He looks to be about 30-ish. He weighs about 130 to 150 pounds. He's not particularly strong. Not weak either. And then, okay looking, has a ring on his finger, has boots with a silver toe that are brand new. So
kind of cowboy looking.
Yeah, cowboy looking. I want to find a hat. It's like a Robin Hood hat.
Okay. He looks so ridiculous.
When you look at him, you think he looks like he wants to find a Robin Hood hat.
He's right. Got maid
Brunson.
Robes. That was like a side comment.
Brunson.
Little under 6 feet tall, got about 150 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, but you can never see my eyes because they're covered with my shoulder-length hair, unkempt shoulder-length hair. I have a patchy beard that doesn't seem like it's growing in right. Very troll-like in my appearance.
His face is half
troll. Lots of like acne scarring,
like
and that kind of stuff.
Like if an imp and a troll had a child.
No. Not at all. But anyway, so
really.
I have
school must have been
long brown robes, but you can see underneath I'm wearing actual pants. I'm not just wearing the robe. Because the robes are kind of open in front, so I got like a tunic and pants. Traveler's pants kind of thing. I have a bag at my side, which is the only... Well, I have a dagger on my belt and a bag on my side, which you all know carries my spell books. Other than that, I don't have any equipment. And I do have like a traditional wizard's hat, but it's the point's kind of floppy. So.
Is he obviously human?
Yes. Well,
if you don't count the fact that he's kind of ugly.
Other than the troll-like quality.
Natural full hat.
I mean, either a really ugly troll or a really ugly human.
Okay.
Really pretty troll.
I didn't describe myself.
Oh, no. And we didn't get Janny. Gotta get Janny.
All right. I'm kind of short. I'm wearing my purple and black robe.
How short? Taller than Theon.
Yes, taller than Theon.
Blue eyes, thin, brown hair. Kind of got it all put up into a bun at the moment. I got my staff with me, one of my animals. The wolf's outside, of course. I ain't keeping him in.
Go ahead.
About almost 5 foot.
What color's your hair?
Brown. I said brown.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you say brown.
Just really thin, all dressed up. Okay. Oh, I'm kind of pale, also.
You have weapons?
Yep.
Yeah, I got my staff with me.
Okay. And the fox on her arm.
Yeah, got my little red fox.
You guys with your feline animals.
It's not feline.
Foxes are canines, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So?
Okay. All right. So, Jake, Mark, and Charlotte, and three serving ladies enter the room carrying huge trays, and immediately you smell food. And you smell meat.
Can I say something as I walk up to the group?
Absolutely.
I see them loaded to bear. I'll say, I'm pretty sure the food's already dead.
I don't have any weapons, all right?
That scares me. Where's that axe?
I put it away for safety reasons.
I moved my sword to my back.
Away.
Okay. So they're less dragging on. I don't have to hold them out behind me.
Magic fanny pouch of holding.
Most people carry a sword in Battle Mode's house.
His name is Battle Mode.
Not their full backpack and all their weapons that they own.
Only one has the weapon.
His name is Battle Mode. Battle
Mode. Battle Mode.
Battle Mode.
Battle Mode.
Battle Mode.
Battle Mode.
Duh. No.
Jason's got
Battle Mode.
I'll say it in English. Just entertain his delusions.
Battle Mode. No duh.
Battle Mode.
No duh! Your duh is dragging on the end of his name.
Duh.
Battle Mo.
Battle Man.
Faisal speak.
Who's saying my name? He thunders into the room. He trips slightly over his long flowing cloak and stops and brisks it around and says, I am here!
Hiya!
And the gnomes all raise their arms. Yay!
Face looks uncomfortable in the loud noise.
So where's the beer?
Oh, sorry.
It's in the tons.
That's their trigger
word. And the what?
Beer.
So we just like serve ourselves.
Okay. No, you.
I was wondering that myself. One of the gnomes says.
Yeah, just take it.
I thought the people that are paid to do it.
Oh no, the gnome's going SJW. Is that what's happening right
so now? So the gnomes that just came in fill in pretty good. So you got about 30 gnomes plus your party, and then they're delivering basically oval shaped trays, and everybody gets a full cooked chicken and a prime roast, like a prime rib style steak laying against the chicken, and then it's surrounded by yams and leeks.
Almost.
And so they put one in front of everything. Now most of you look at that and go, ha, there's no way I can eat anywhere near that much. But I mean, it's a lot of, and it's got, you know, the smell of roast Mary and thyme and all that kind of like raising.
I'm taking my chicken right on the corner because I'm not sitting down.
Okay, well, they don't put a chicken on the corner. They put a chicken at every seating place.
He's moving the chicken to the corner. So
you could go down to one of the open spots and get one and bring it down to the corner if you want.
I'll bring a chair, too. I just sit it behind me because I'm not sitting down. Put chicken on your
Battle Mo says in note machine as he goes to sit down, and he sits down on the cushion, and you hear just this faint squeak like meep. And he scoots a little bit, goes meep, meep, meep. He leans on the chair next to you and he says, hey, I'm certain the table is not so tall you will not be able to see over it. If you want to be seated, it will be okay. In gnomish, of course.
Face chuckle.
I'll talk
that.
About my head, and I will not talk about your pink cushion.
He doesn't smile, but he does do that. I like my cushion.
I'm not saying you can't.
You're going to stand there.
Sure.
Until you're too drunk to stand.
About them.
We never found you yet, though.
Usually does.
I'm gonna go find a mug, so I can fill up. Something out of the
I say, ha ha.
Okay, there's huge tankards. Like, there's a tankard that's this big with a wooden handle and bronze wrapping sitting right at your table with no beer in it. It's a travesty of justice. At least a dozen poets have written about this horrible occurrence already.
I'll take it over there and think of all the crying bards while I fill,
while
I fill up my mug.
Contemplate the crying bards. Oh, I'm bringing their suffering to an end. Okay, so Brunson grabs his mug and he gets it, he turns from his chair, and he starts to walk toward the tons, and the room gets all quiet.
Whoa.
Except the cat hisses at the dog. Other than that, it's totally quiet.
Do I notice?
Roll a d20.
Gender roll reversal.
20.
Nope, you're above this.
Sweet, I'm going to get beer. I'm going to get beer.
Okay, so there's four on the bottom row, and they've all been tapped. Then there's three, then there's two, and then there's one. The one on the top you couldn't reach unless you pushed the stairs up to it. Because it's at a, it, the ton itself is just at about the 11 to 12 foot mark.
Do I sense any kind of pattern, like maybe the stronger stuff at the top?
I didn't bring my spellbook. What am I looking at?
Probably. You think the better stuff is at the top, you think, yeah. Okay. That's pretty typical.
If you... Crab said...
Everyone in the room is quietly watching Brunson as he grabs the stairs and drags them over to in front of the center tub. You see the gnomes on the opposite side of the table, they're leaning in. Their eyes are big, they're going like this. The guys on the side of the table, they realize something's happening, they turn around, they go like this.
I'll take
one guy has his hand resting on his mug.
I look in. Yeah, I take one step up and I go. I'll climb up.
Okay, he walks the three steps up. He puts his mug up. It's at head high. He pulls it. You hear the beer just start to drain it. You got to lift a little bit to make sure it doesn't get too frothy. You're pouring it down the side. A couple of the gnomes begin to pant heavy.
You don't get the best beer at the beginning.
Okay, anyway.
You don't.
It stops. It foams just a little bit more, just a nice head of foam on top of the mug.
And I think, wait a minute. Didn't I like offer the first one to like their leader?
So he's standing at the top of the stairs with the mug in hand, contemplating something.
I turn around.
You turn around. And just, when you go to turn around, everybody looks away.
Hey, battle mode? You want
yes.
this?
Yes!
You want this?
Yes!
I climb down the stairs.
Here, walk he over. Hands his mug to Theo. Take him by mug. You're standing.
Here now.
You take him the mug?
I take him the mug.
Okay, he hands you the empty mug and you give Dion the full mug.
Then I'll go back up.
I want some of that. Okay.
Can I cast the spells I memorized so I don't have my book? I can, right?
Yeah, as long as you have them memorized.
Okay, cool.
And any components you might need.
Oh, yeah, I have two pouches.
I have two pouches.
Double the fanny pack, double the fun.
Okay. One here.
And I'll walk back down the stairs.
Batelmo raises his drink and he says, in common, to the boldness of the heroes of Jackdo.
I take out my wife.
And he motions toward you and he says, we drink!
Yeah!
He throws the beer back.
I don't chug it.
Look, 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 just, look, look. Several of the gnomes are looking around and chugging.
I don't have my wine.
And Noma, she says, he says, Batelmo!